Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Benson Sector, and I will be your host tonight on MLB Central, and I will be discussing many topics, including Puig set to begin minors rehab assignment, Castro on the rise 5 years after debut, Orioles and Yankees to get Statcast treatment. Today's starting lineup is May 7th. Castro shows off uncanny Bryant imitation and more. Fans, remember, you too can be a part of the show if you call in at 516-666-9990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. On this day in baseball history in 2013, Mets phenom Matt Harvey continues to dominate the National League when he throws 9 innings of one hit ball, along with 12 strikeouts, en route to a no decision in the team's 1-0 extra inning victory over the White Sox at Citi Field. The 24-year-old right-hander who was bid for perfection is spoiled after retiring the first 20 Chicago batters by Alex Rios' infield single, adds to his growing legend when he starts the game with a bloody nose and continues to pitch despite the blood oozing onto his face. And now it's time, fans, for the baseball joke of the day. A book never written, The Quickest Baseball Game by Earl E. Wynn. And now it's time for the random player of the day. All right, here are the clues, fans. 516-666-9990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central with your guesses on the random player of the day. All right, so this guy's official real name is Michael. His middle name is Bruce. His position is pitcher. That's right, throws right, height 6'2", weight 200 pounds. Born June 15th, 1985 in Hollywood, Florida. High school, Deerfield Beach High School. School, Nova Southeastern University. Drafted by the Milwaukee Brewers in the 22nd round of the 2009 amateur draft. Signed June 11, 2009. Debut, so 2011. Versus Colorado, 1 inning pitched, 2 hits, 2 strikeouts, 1 walk, no earned run. Rookie status, exceeded rookie limits during 2012 season. Team, Brewers, 2011 through 2015. 2015 contract status, signed through 2015. 1 year, $513,000. Service time, 1.085. Arbitration eligible, 2017. Free agent, 2020. Agents, RMG Baseball. His first number for the Brewers was 64, and his current number for the Brewers is 50. Again, players from the Milwaukee Brewers. 516-666-9990 or enter our channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central with your guesses from the random player today. And now it's time for our All-Star Game debate. All-Star Game debate. Padres, Trout, and Mix for NL outfield. Kemp, Myers, Upton are each making a case to start for Senior Circuit. We will be doing daily All-Star Game debates until balloting ends on July 2nd. We will be frequently pitting one part against another and have Will or I make a case for one of them. But that doesn't mean there aren't any other good candidates for that position. In fact, your comments or calls at 516-666-9990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central could spark a new debate for us to tackle. So let us know what you think. The centerpiece of the San Diego Padres offseason overhaul was a complete revamping of their outfield. With an eye on the present, San Diego acquired Justin Upton, who will be eligible for free agency at season's end, in Atlanta. With an eye on the future, the Padres added Will Myers in Tampa Bay, and with an inability to turn down a bargain, they took on Matt Kemp once the Dodgers agreed to pick up $32 million of the $107 million Kemp was owed in the final 5 years of his contract. So far, so good. The three outfielders have been key factors in the Padres becoming a contender in the National League West. San Diego leads NL outfielders with 69 runs scored, 12 more than Arizona, and 61 RBIs, 2 more than Washington. The Friars rank second with 14 home runs, 3 behind the Dodgers, and are tied with the Pirates for second in stolen bases with 13. And they don't have Billy Hamilton, who has 14 of the NL best 18 steals for the Reds outfield. What the Padres do have is the question of which of their three outfielders is most likely to be voted to the NL All-Star starting lineup. Giancarlo Stanton of Miami has become the NL's rock star, which figures to give him an edge for one spot. Dodgers rookie Jock Peterson, who was a key reason LA was willing to give up Kemp, has had such an impactful debut that he has even overshadowed Yasiel Puig. And then comes San Diego's trio. As well as they have all played, Upton has risen to the top. He doesn't have that big, shitty legacy of the Kemp, who grew up in the Dodgers system. However, Upton, 27, is a two-time All-Star who has the strongest stat line of the Padres outfielders. hitting .294 with 7 home runs, 21 RBIs, and a .569 slugging percentage. LA connection, which helped him earn a starting spot in the NL outfield in 2011, and has put together impressive numbers, too. Hitting .291 with 18 RBIs and 8 doubles, but he has only one home run so far. Myers carries the potential label. He was limited to fewer than 90 games in each of his first two big league seasons with the Rays, but he was a 2013 American League Rookie of the Year award winner, and he is only 24. Myers has started to live up to that potential this year, hitting .274 with 7 doubles, a triple, 4 home runs, and 18 RBIs. As big as a challenge as any of the three, will be overcoming the Padres' stigma. In their first 46 years of existence, the Padres have had only 20 elected All-Star starters, and that includes Hall of Famer Tony Gwynn, 10 times. The only San Diego outfielder other than Gwynn to have been elected to the NL All-Star starting lineup was Hall of Famer Dave Winfield in 1979. The only Padres player to start an All-Star game since Gwynn in 1998 was right-handed pitcher Jake Peavy in 2007. 10th, Myers Rutkins could be primed to end that drought in 2015. Fires tosses immaculate inning versus Dodgers. Brewers ready strikes out 3 on 9 pitches. Brewers right-hander Mike Fires continues to prove that you don't have to throw heat to be a strikeout pitcher. Fires struck out the side on the minimum of 9 pitches, turning the trick in the top of the 4th inning against the Dodgers on Thursday afternoon at Miller Park. Fires' victims were Dodgers shortstop Enrique Hernandez, pitcher Carlos Frias, and dangerous center fielder Jock Peterson, each of whom went down swinging. Hernandez struck out on an 89-mile-per-hour fastball, while Frias and Peterson swung over curveballs. Fires threw 3 fastballs, all at 89, 3 curveballs, 2 changeups, and a cutter in the inning. Puig set to begin minors rehab assignment. Dodgers starter will DH on Thursday and play outfield Friday at Class A. Dodgers outfielder Yasiel Puig will be the designated hitter for Class A Rancho Cucamonga on Thursday and play the outfield there Friday in a rehab assignment, manager Don Mattingly said Thursday. Mattingly said Puig might also play on Saturday, depending on how the first 2 games go. Puig is on the 15-day disabled list with a strained left hamstring and is eligible to be activated on Sunday, when the Dodgers will be in Denver for the final game of the 7-game trip. 5 years after debut, Castro is still on the rise. Madden notes Cubs shortstop maturation and defensive improvements. Thursday marks the 5-year anniversary of when Cubs shortstop Starlin Castro made his major league debut. It was quite a coming out party as Castro belted a 3-run homer in his first at bat, May 7, 2010, and finished that game 2-for-5. He's been named to the 3 All-Star teams since and has 878 hits, the most by any player in the National League in that span. Obviously, if with good health, he'll put up crazy good numbers, Cubs manager Joe Maddon said Thursday. He's maturing as a player. To get to the playoffs and World Series will really enhance his reputation. I think it's a maturation process. He's put up all these good numbers already, and as he understands himself, he'll get better. Good for him. That's pretty impressive, actually. Castro had some fun Wednesday night when he neared third baseman Chris Bryant, who had scooped Mark Reynolds' grounder in the 6th and threw to first on the play. It was very entertaining, Maddon said. It does indicate that we're playing a game in a manner where we're not uptight, which I really prefer. We're just nice and loose and play the game. Maddon is impressed by how far Castro has developed as a shortstop. A lot of the stuff he's doing on the infield defensively is getting better, Maddon said. His movements, how he's coming to get the ball, the efficiency, where he's not pounding the ball in his glove, just getting it out and throwing it. The accuracy with his throws, all his stuff has been really good. He's hitting at a decent rate. But this guy is going to get hot. Right now, he's playing a nice, loose, regular baseball. And that's what I want. All right, fans, remember, the random player of the day. You can call in at 516-666-9990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLBCentral. Don't lose again, fans. I mean, last night, I told you off the edges, he was one, and you still couldn't get it. But no worries. 516-666-9990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLBCentral and to win the Player of the Day award. And now we're going to get into Mets is Syndergaard dominates on mound at plate. Top pitching prospects blasts 400-plus foot homer, double, follows triple shy cycle, gets win. Noah Syndergaard is serving notice, both on the mound and at the plate. The Mets' top pitching prospect contributed in all phases of the game for AAA Las Vegas on Thursday, winning a stellar start and a career day at the dish. Syndergaard, listed by MLB Pipeline as the game's number 11 prospect, went through for a double and a home run, both of which traveled well over 400 feet. A 6'6", 240-pound right-hander went into the game with a 14-inning scoreless streak, which Syndergaard stretched to 19 innings before having it snap a single in the 6th inning. He struck out 8 batters over 8 innings and leading Las Vegas to its 14th straight win, an 8-2 victory over Albuquerque. Syndergaard allowed 2 earned runs on 5 hits, while lowering his ERA to 1.82. But his game of the plate was even more notable. Syndergaard, who hits left-handed, blasted a leadoff double off the 428-foot mark in left center in his first at-bat. And he outed himself in his second trip to the plate. With the Isotopes employing a shift against him in the 4th inning, Syndergaard launched a 2-run homer with a 400 mark in dead center field. He singled on a line drive back over the middle in the 6th, and then fell a triple shy of the cycle when he struck out looking in the 8th. Syndergaard is now hitting .455, 5-for-11 with a pair of doubles and a home run. Now, I'm just getting notification that Darren Davis has ball at MLB Central. So let's give a clap for Darren Davis wherever you are right now. Thank you for following MLB Central. You're greatly appreciated, along with our other follower, Dustin Hoffman. So, again, I'm just going to say that again, 516-666-9990, or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central to call in and be the first person to win the Random Player of the Day bragging rights, to win the Random Player of the Day, just being the first ever on MLB Central. I mean, what could be better than that? All right, so right now we're going to get into today's starting lineups on May 7th. So, I mean, should be exciting. There will be several games going on right now. There will be several games going on tonight. So I'm about to tell you today's starting lineups that have been made public by Major League Baseball clubs. A lineup is not official until it is handed to the umpire. Additional lineups will be added as they become available. Oakland Athletics have Minnesota Twins, 1:10 p.m. Eastern. For the Athletics, batting first and playing in center will be Billy Burns. Batting second and playing in left will be Sam Fold. Batting third and playing in right will be Josh Reddick. Batting fourth and DH will be Billy Butler. Batting fifth and playing first base will be Ike Davis. Batting sixth and playing second base will be Brett Lowry. Batting seventh and playing third will be Max Muncy. Batting eighth and catching will be Josh Fegley. Batting ninth and playing short will be Eric Sogard. And starting for the A's today, Drew Pomeranz. For the Twins, batting first and playing second will be Brian Dozier. Batting second and playing in DH will be Torrey Hunter. Batting third and playing third will be Trevor Plouffe. Batting fourth and playing left will be Eduardo Escobar. Batting sixth and catching will be Kurt Suzuki. Batting seventh and playing center field will be Shane Robinson. Batting eighth and playing right will be Eddie Rosario. Batting ninth and playing shortstop will be Danny Santana. Batting tenth and starting to and already started not batting for the Twins is Ricky Velasco. Los Angeles Dodgers and Milwaukee Brewers, 1:40 p.m. Eastern. For the Dodgers, batting first and playing in center will be Jock Peterson. Batting second and catching will be Yasmani Grandal. Batting third and playing second will be Howard Kendrick. Batting fourth and playing first will be Adrian Gonzalez. Batting fifth and playing left will be Alex Guerrero. Batting sixth and playing right will be Andre Ether. Batting seventh and playing third will be Wander Ebe. Batting eighth and playing shortstop will be Enrique Hernandez. Batting ninth and starting already started today for the Dodgers is Carlos Frias. For the Brewers, batting first and playing shortstop will be Gene Segura. Batting second and playing second will be Scooter Jeanette. Batting third and playing right will be Ryan Braun. Batting fourth and playing first will be Adam Lind. Batting fifth and playing third will be Aramis Ramirez. Batting sixth and playing center will be Gerardo Parra. Batting seventh and playing left will be Chris Davis. Batting eighth and catching will be Juan Centeno. And batting ninth and already started today is Michael Fiers. Chicago Cubs at St. Louis Cardinals, 1:45 p.m. Eastern. The Cubs, batting first and playing left will be Chris Kilgren. Batting second and playing third will be Chris Bryant. Batting fourth and playing first will be Anthony Rizzo. Batting fourth and catching will be Miguel Montero. Batting fifth and playing right will be Jorge Soler. Batting sixth and playing short will be Starlin Castro. Batting seventh and playing center will be Matt Scherzer. Batting eighth and starting right now is Jake Arrieta. And playing second will be Addison Russell. All right, we have to go to break on MLB Central, but when we do come back, we'll still be discussing many topics, including how Castro shows off his uncanny imitation of Bryant. This is MLB Central. I'm Benson Factor. We're going to break. Back on MLB Central and 516-666-9990 is the number to call for to guess for the random player today. Or if you don't feel like talking to me, you can enter our channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central with your guesses for the random player of the day. You guys have about 5 minutes. Rival O's Yanks to get StatCast treatment and opener. The Orioles continue their week-long stay in New York, shifting to the Bronx for a four-game series against the American League East rival Yankees on Thursday night. The game will air on MLB Network technology during the broadcast. Baltimore will send opening day starter Chris Tillman to the hill. New York Times with right-hander Nathan Eovaldi. Things to know about this game. Orioles shortstop J.J. Hardy could be activated for the series opener. Hardy played his third rehab game for Double-A Bowie on Wednesday night and is looking to make his season debut after being sidelined with a strained left shoulder. Eovaldi, primarily a National League pitcher before joining the Yankees, has faced the Orioles just once, and that start came earlier this season. He went 5 innings in that start, allowing 2 runs on 8 hits and a no decision. Tillman has been superb as of late, allowing 2 runs on 3 hits and 2 walks in 7 innings on Friday against the Rays. He also struck out 7. For first hit since return allows Swisher to relax, and he ends out throw getting up to speed after missing the start of season. Nick Swisher saw four pitches before getting the fastball he won in the second inning of Wednesday night's 10-3 win. Veteran Indians outfielder turned on the heater from Royals lefty Danny Duffy, pulled it through the end zone and watched it bounce into left for a single. And Mark Swisher's first hit in the majors in 9 months, and with it came a sense of relief. Just to get that first one out of the way, Swisher said, like, oh man, thank God. After that, you can just kind of start to roll. The 34-year-old Swisher was out of the starting lineup on Thursday in Kansas City after playing in each of the first two games of the three-game set at Kauffman Stadium. He was activated from the disabled list prior to Tuesday's game, following a long comeback from the August surgery he underwent to repair damage in both of his knees. Playing under the bright lights in the big leagues and facing major league pitching is much different than getting reps on a rehab assignment with AAA Columbus and Rochester in Syracuse, New York. In his first game back with the Tribe on Tuesday, Swisher went 0-4 with a pair of strikeouts, including one to end the game on a 98-mile-per-hour fastball from Kansas City's Wade Davis. You've got to remember, as I really didn't have much of a spring training, Swisher said, as much as I try to keep my emotions within me, which is sometimes hard to do. The game's view was fast that first game. Next thing you know, I'm facing Ryan Madison and Wade Davis, who are just blowing salt pedals. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, all right, I better start turning it up a little bit more. Swisher singled and scored against Duffy in his first at-bat on Wednesday. It doesn't make this his first big league hit since August 9th last season, but went on to finish 1-for-5. The veteran switch hitter, like, however, that he put the ball in play in each plate appearance and made solid contact a handful of times. It's just so much fun being back out there with the guys, Swisher said. I know I haven't gotten a whole lot of hits, but I'm getting back into it. I put some great swings on the balls on Wednesday. Those things will start falling. I go to see a sideline by groin injury. Shortstop sits out Thursday, likely to miss Friday's opener against the Royals. What looks like a day game off after a night game is actually a bigger concern for Jose Iglesias, who aggravated his groin injury in Wednesday's loss to the White Sox. Not only did Iglesias miss Thursday's series finale, he appears doubtful for Friday's series opener against the Royals at Comerica Park. There will probably be a couple of days, I would think, Tigers manager Brad Ausmus said. Iglesias left Sunday's game at Kansas City with what was called groin tightness. He missed Tuesday's opener against the White Sox, in large part because of forecast for wet field conditions. But he returned Wednesday and reached base twice. Ausmus said he knows something wrong with Iglesias when he scored from second on Victor Martinez's eighth inning single. Our last time, fans, 516-666-9990, or enter our charm at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central with your guesses for the round of the player of the day before we come back for a 7 minute, before we come back from our 7 minute stretch, say something and post statements. All right, remember, fans, this is your last chance. You've got a minute and a half to get your guesses in. We're back on MLB Central, and fans, again, joke's on you for not getting the random player today. But anyway, the random player of the day was Mike Fiers of the Milwaukee Brewers. And the one thing that I do want to say about the show is Mike Fiers' immaculate inning was just fantastic. I mean, 1-2-3, you're out, 1-2-3, out, 1-2-3, out, all strikeouts. It's just fantastic. I mean, that's like a little league dream to get that 9-inning pitch, 3 strikeouts. And it was against a pretty good player, with Jock Peterson in there, too. So, I mean, it's impressive to see what he did do. And, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing what Mike Fiers can do in the future for the Milwaukee Brewers. All right, I'd like to thank Ethan Taylor, George, Catherine, the band director, helping with the planning and production of MLB Central. Tomorrow night from 5:30 to 6, you can tune in to MLB Central at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. And subscribe to our MLB Central Blog Talk Radio at the same URL I said before and on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Again, this is MLB Central. We broadcast half an hour every weekday. I'm Benson Vector, and my co-host is Will McLaughlin. You can email us at MLBCentral1@gmail.com with questions or your insight. And just give you a heads up on the coming week. Tomorrow, I'll be doing the show again by myself. And then next week, I'll be on vacation, so Will will be taking over all week. So I guess tomorrow will be the farewell show for a week. And I will see you. I believe it's May 17th. All right, my name is Benson Factor. I'm going to the Bucco game tonight with my teacher, Mark Lux. Can I have a bus? All right, have a great night.